This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of, empowering your youth? Well, we have something in store for you. We have your good neighbor, Lisa Cobb, with Youth Empowered to Prosper. Lisa, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
I am well. We're excited to learn all about you and your company. Tell us about your business.
Sure. Well, our mission is to develop the power, the mindset, and the skill set within youth to rise above challenges, chart a path to prosperity, and grow into leaders of a better tomorrow.
Wow, that sounds powerful. How are you going to do all of that, Lisa?
One day at a time.
So, Lisa, how did you get into this business?
Well, ironically enough, my husband happens to be the pastor of a local church here in Fort Pierce called City of Faith. And we started actually in West Palm, where we had a young lady who came to our ministry, and she was experiencing a lot of difficulties and actually facing homelessness. And so we pooled our resources together as a church, and we ended up helping her with housing and some other basic needs. And then as it turns out, she ended up inviting quite a few of her friends, people that she knew from the local shelter. And we realized very quickly that we just did not have the sustainability to support all of these youth that, you know, were in their late teens, early 20s, who were either facing homelessness, had severe trauma in their past, and were just struggling, just to make ends meet. And so we decided that the best thing to do was to form a nonprofit and to really work with our partners in collaboration with people within the community, whether that be foundations, you know, local people that just have a heart for our youth. And so we decided to start a nonprofit, and that happened in 2018.
Okay. I mean, everybody likes the youth and want to support the youth. I've been very active with teenagers over the years. It's just, they're a difficult bunch.
Indeed.
You know, I mean, they're a kid when they don't want to be. And then when you try to help them, they're an adult. Leave me alone.
Right. So yeah, it's tough adulting. Tricky. Tough.
what are some of the myths and misconception in your industry?
I guess there are some people that have perhaps a disconnect, or maybe they don't have a compassion or empathy might be the better word for our youth that are potentially facing a lot of issues just because of their past. I mean, I'll give you one example, which was absolutely heart-wrenching. There was a young man who was actually trafficked from the Dominican Republic and brought to West Palm Beach, and he was forced to marry a man. And his story is heart-wrenching. And so, as you can imagine, when you're dealing with such traumatic experiences where you're just completely taken out of your country, and you're led to a space like this, you really do need support. And that might be an extreme, you know, situation. We don't hear about those situations every day, but I think it's a lot more common than people think.
Yeah, that is astonishing. Yeah, I could see that. Now, Lisa, when you're not busy running your business, what does Lisa like to do for fun?
Well, I'm very active in our church. I work a lot with women. I love to, whether it be mentor our younger girls or really just be a shoulder to lean on for our more seasoned ladies. I definitely have a passion for that. And I'm in love with my best friend who happens to be my husband. And so we spend a lot of time together just traveling or, you know, watching movies, spending time just watching Netflix, just kind of getting away from it all. In fact, we're celebrating our anniversary next week, so we're going to have a little getaway. But love spending time with him and, of course, our children. Our youngest right now is 13, so he's in that teenage that, you know, he's just starting with his teenage years. So he's keeping us busy as well in different ways.
So you're getting some practice in, huh?
Right. Absolutely.
Let's change gears a little. Life always shows us some hardship, some life challenges, something that you went through, you can look back today and say you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind, Lisa?
Well, I think, I have kind of an interesting story. I'm originally from Canada by way of New York. I have a financial services background, having worked in New York City and between working for Bloomberg and originating mortgages and on always kind of being in that world of that financial realm. And when I met my husband, I really did have to do introspection, I suppose is the right word, and really ask myself, you know, are you on the right course? How are you making a difference in people's lives? What kind of legacy are you going to leave behind? And although I actually incorporate financial literacy quite a bit for our youth, which I think is vitally important, I realized very quickly that my life had to shift to really serving myself in a sense, to becoming a servant leader. And so I guess just kind of changing my entire perspective as to how can I focus on others and make a difference, make an impact in the lives of others.
Okay, so your husband had a lot of work to do, huh?
Yeah. He really did.
I'm reading between the lines here. I'm reading between the lines.
By the grace of God.
So tell me, what is the one thing that you want our listeners to remember about youth empowered to prosper?
Well, I didn't really express what it is we do. So just to give you an idea, last year in 2023, we supported 93 matches where we actually matched a young person with an adult. And we really focus on decreasing absenteeism and improving coping mechanisms as well as problem solving skills. And if anybody's listening to this and you really want to make a difference in terms of mentoring a young person, paying it forward, you know, you may have been supported. Maybe you were not supported as a young person and you want to give back. This is such, and I truly believe in, even when we go to DC and we advocate for mentoring, it is really a bipartisan issue. Everybody can relate to having a mentor. And so I would really urge listeners to get involved and really pay it forward to our next generation. Make a difference in that respect. And so you're welcome to check out our website at ye2p.org. And there are quite a few opportunities. We are also always looking for some keynote speakers to impart in our leadership curriculums. So we do everything, and also civic engagement. So we really want to make sure that we set our youth up for the future in terms of teaching them about financial literacy, teaching them about career readiness, providing internships for them, and allowing them to really understand the different levels of government and how they can make an impact and how they can have their voice heard. So if any of those areas are of interest to your listeners, I would love to have a conversation with them.
Okay, I think you shared your website before. Would you like to share it again?
Sure. It's www.y as in youth, e as in echo, the number 2, p as in prosper.org.
Okay, and for those who like to just punch the numbers on the phone, is there a number you like to share?
Sure, they can call 561-720-2492. So even though we are headquartered in West Palm Beach, we do have a location here in Fort Pierce as well.
Well, Lisa, I really appreciate having you on the show. We wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.